Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا. We send down, or انزال, from the sky, blessed water, or rain, which brings about life on earth. But there's also another انزال that happens. كَتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ. A book we have sent it down to you, very blessed. And إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. We send down the Quran on a blessed night. Or إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, on the night of Qadr. The difference between these two is that the rain is sent down and leaves the sky and reaches the earth, whilst the Quran is brought down but has never left the heavens. It's like a rope, one end being in the sky and the other on earth, for us to hold on to and use it to build our relationship with Allah. This analogy really deserves a few minutes of reflection. The Quran is a source of remembrance, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ, and a source of guidance for those who have taqwa, هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, as well as a cure, شِفَاءٌ, and a mercy, رَحْمَةٌ, for the believers, لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If we want to express our relationship with Allah in action, the Quran should be part of our lives. We should be reading it daily, thinking about it and acting upon it. We've been told to build a relationship with the Quran, be familiar with its content, seek its help in various ways, let it answer our questions, and let it bring tranquility when we're anxious. Let the Quran be your best friend, talk to it and discuss with it, listen to it and submit to it, allow it to penetrate your heart and make you wonder. Walk towards the direction it points to, talk the way and what it wants you to say, and react with how it would react. None of this is possible until and unless we build uns with the Quran, a relationship with the word of Allah.